Good afternoon. We'll see another hot and humid day today with high temperatures into the upper 80s and lower 90s and also oppressive levels of humidity. Heat index values will range anywhere from 95 to 105 this afternoon. An isolated thunderstorm may pulse up this afternoon and evening with heavy downpours and gusty winds. For tonight, skies will be partly cloudy with humidity levels not nearly as bad as what we have been seeing as a cold front will move through later on this evening. Lows will dip down into the middle 60s. A widespread area of rainfall will move in for Monday. It looks like rain will become more widespread later in the afternoon, and some thunderstorms are also possible. It'll be considerably cooler with highs remaining in the 70s. The rain will continue Monday night and Tuesday morning with a clearing trend Tuesday afternoon. Highs will again only reach the middle and upper 70s for Tuesday. We'll see quiet weather starting Tuesday night and lasting right through next weekend. It will be comfortable Wednesday and Thursday with highs into the lower 80s and more humid by Friday as highs reach the middle 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the oppressive and dangerous heat wave gripping much of the Midwest to eastern U.S. will give way after a front passes on Monday and Tuesday. In the meantime, excessive heat warnings and heat advisories extend from parts of the central and southern plains eastward to the Ohio Valley, with a second area from parts of New England southward to the southern mid-Atlantic. For today, the greatest heat threat will be from the Carolinas to Maine, where daytime highs will be into the middle and upper 90s, combined with high dew points will make it feel like it's near 100 to 110 for many. Even overnight lows will provide little relief as temperatures struggle to get below the upper 70s or even the lower 80s. A front extending from the lower Great Lakes roughly westward to the central high plains will move southward to the northern mid-Atlantic, southwestward to central Texas by Monday evening. The front will bring an end to the heat wave over the eastern two-thirds of the country. Showers and thunderstorms and cooler temperatures will accompany the boundary over the central plains and Midwest today. Some storms could be severe across the middle Mississippi Valley and central plains. Locally heavy rainfall could lead to flash flooding as well in these regions. The front should progress slowly south and eastward, reaching the east coast by Monday. Showers and thunderstorms will accompany this boundary with heavy rainfall possible across parts of the Tennessee and Ohio valleys and into the central Appalachians. Behind the front, temperatures will be 10 to 20 degrees below average over parts of the northern and central plains. Elsewhere, expect typical sun-induced showers and thunderstorms across the southeast today and Monday. For Monday evening, monsoonal moisture will move into parts of the southwest combined with daytime heating and produce showers and thunderstorms over parts of the region during the late afternoon and into the late evening. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes ran from as high as 113 at Death Valley, California, to as low as 28 at Copper Basin, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, mostly sunny, extremely hot and humid, slight chance for a thunderstorm, highs into the upper 90s. In Boston, mostly sunny and extremely hot and humid, highs into the upper 90s. And in Buffalo, partly sunny, highs around 80. The average high temperature for Albany today is 83, the average low temperature is 62, the record high is 101 set back in 1930, the record low is 45 set back in 1974. The sunrise this morning was at 5:36 a.m., the sunset is at 8:27 p.m., that's 14 hours and 50 minutes of daylight, 1 minute and 44 seconds less than yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Partly sunny with a slight chance for a thunderstorm today, hot and humid, highs into the lower 90s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows into the middle 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, very hot and humid today, highs into the upper 90s, partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, partly sunny with a slight chance for an isolated thunderstorm today, highs into the middle 80s, partly cloudy tonight, lows in the middle 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny with a slight chance for a thunderstorm today, highs in the lower 90s, partly cloudy tonight, lows in the middle 60s. For the Greater Capital District, as well as for the Saratoga area, east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny with a slight chance for an isolated thunderstorm. Very hot and humid today, highs into the middle 90s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 60s. Region-wide for Monday, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely, highs into the middle 70s. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy with early showers, highs into the middle 70s. For Wednesday, partly sunny and comfortable, highs near 80. Thursday, mostly sunny, highs into the lower 80s. For Friday, mostly sunny, highs into the middle 80s. And for Saturday, mostly sunny, highs into the upper 80s. Enjoy your Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Greg Pollack.